Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Swamp Swami's 2019 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Bracket. If you listen to the Bracketnology podcast, you understand that your Swamp Swami here hasn't been very successful in picking the NCAA basketball tournament. In fact, I've never won a bracket challenge at any level at all, despite playing basketball since I've been 10 years old. If you want to check it on the website at swampswami.com, I have a PDF on there. Hopefully you can read these. First, let's check the East bracket. In round one, I'll take Duke. In the second game between 8 and 9, VCU and UCF, I'll go with the VCU. I think they're the Rams. In the Mississippi State Liberty game, I'll go with the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Virginia Tech and St. Louis, I'll go with VTech, the Hokies. Maryland versus Belmont, I'm going to go with Belmont in an upset. Number three, LSU against Yale, we'll hope the Tigers can win that one. Louisville against Minnesota, I'm going to take the Golden Gophers. And number two, Michigan State against Bradley, I'll go with Michigan State. In round two, that would pit VCU and Duke, I'll stay with Duke. Mississippi State against Virginia Tech, I'll go with VTech. Belmont against LSU, this is where I think we'll have some fun. Sorry, Tigers, I'll go with Belmont. And then Minnesota against Michigan State, I'll take Michigan State. In the Sweet 16, I'll go with Duke versus Virginia Tech and take Duke. Belmont versus Michigan State, take Michigan State. And into the Final Four, Duke versus Michigan State, that should be a whopper of a game. I'm going with Michigan State. In the West region, Gonzaga in the first round, I'll take them. Syracuse over Baylor in the second game. Then number five, Marquette against Murray State. I'm going to go with the Murray State Racers just because. Florida State versus Vermont, I'll take Florida State. In the bottom half of the bracket, it's Buffalo in the first round. I'll take Texas Tech over Northern Kentucky. Nevada over Florida in a close game. And Michigan over Montana. In the second round, let's go with Gonzaga and Syracuse. I'll take the Zags in that one. Murray State against Florida State, I'll take FSU in that one. Buffalo versus Texas Tech, that's a toughie, but I'll just go ahead and say Texas Tech, good defensive team. Nevada against Michigan, I'll take Michigan. In the next round of 16, Gonzaga against Florida State, I'll take the Zags. And Texas Tech against Michigan, I'll take Michigan. And then the opportunity to play for the Final Four, Michigan against Gonzaga, I'll take Gonzaga to get to the Final Four again this year. Now let's go to the South region. I'll take Virginia in their opening round game against Gardner-Webb. Ole Miss versus Oklahoma, tough game, but I'll go with Ole Miss. Wisconsin versus Oregon. Now these games are going to be played in California. So I figure West Coast advantage here, let's go with the Ducks. And also likewise, the next game is Kansas State against UC Irvine, the Anteaters. Everyone loves the Anteaters. UC Irvine over Kansas State in a big upset. Next, it's Villanova against St. Mary's. I'll take Villanova. Purdue against Old Dominion. I'll go with the Boilermakers. Cincinnati and Iowa. That's a tough call. I'll take Iowa just on a hunch. And Tennessee against Colgate. Tennessee will brush up with Colgate. In the second round, Virginia against Ole Miss. I'll take the Cavaliers. Oregon against UC Irvine. Hey, why not go with the Anteaters one more round? Let's take UC Irvine. Villanova against Purdue, I'll take Purdue. And Iowa, Tennessee, I will take Tennessee. Then it's Tennessee against Purdue, I'll take Tennessee in that matchup. And Virginia against UC Irvine, well, nighty night, Anteaters. It's Virginia against Tennessee in the final round for the chance to go to the Final Four. And who does he take? The Tennessee Volunteers. And finally, the Midwest bracket. In the first round, I'll take North Carolina against Iona. Utah State and Washington, that's a flip of a coin, but I'll go with the Utah State Aggies. Auburn and New Mexico State, that game is being played in Salt Lake City. Could have a lot of New Mexico State fans there, but honestly, they don't play anybody, so I'm going to go with Auburn in that game. Kansas against Northeastern, let's give Kansas a win. Then in the lower half of the bracket, it's Iowa State and Ohio State. I'll go with the Iowa State Cyclones here. The Houston Cougars against Georgia State, we'll go with U of H. Wofford against Seton Hall. I'm going with the Wofford Terriers in the first round at least. And Kentucky against Abilene Christian. Don't be surprised if Abilene Christian takes Kentucky further into this game than you think. They are a good team. but I'll take Kentucky to prevail in that game. In the second round, it's Carolina against Utah State. I'll go with the Tar Heels. Auburn against Kansas. Bye-bye, Kansas. I'll take Auburn. Iowa State against the University of Houston. Ugh, tough game. But Iowa State's playing great right now, and they've got a lot of offense. I'm going to go with Iowa State in an upset. Wofford against Kentucky. Let's let Kentucky move on one more round. In the next round, North Carolina against Auburn. Bye-bye, Aubie. It's North Carolina moving ahead, and Iowa State in Kentucky. Upset City, baby! I'll take Iowa State! In the finals, North Carolina and Iowa State with a chance to move into the Final Four. I'll take North Carolina. So the Swamp Swami Final Four will have Michigan State against Gonzaga and Tennessee against North Carolina. With that said, in one semifinal, I'm going to take Michigan State to beat Gonzaga, and I'm going to take North Carolina to beat Tennessee, setting up a Michigan State versus North Carolina final for the national championship on April 8th. Wow, that's a long way off. And I'm going to take, drumroll please, the Michigan State Spartans. I like Michigan State. I like the coach, Tom Izzo. I like their senior leadership. I like the fact that the team is motivated, that they thought they deserved a number one seed, and I think they did. They have a great point guard who can play in the NBA. They have good teamwork. I just like Michigan State. I think Carolina is also a very underappreciated team. Either one of them could win, but I think this is Michigan State's year. Sparty will take home the championship, so saith Swamp Swami, who has never been right in 40 years of picking these.